Christoph, many thanks, and I think I shall be in a job for some time to come yet, but maybe you will have views on that during the course of today. Thank you very much for the invitation to be here today. I think I sincerely believe that one of the big achievements over the past 4 years of the Eastern Partnership is the creation of the Civil Society Forum, and the fact that you and your representatives are now fully kind of recognized as a valid interlocutor of the authorities in our multilateral meetings within the Eastern Partnership. And not just a valid interlocutor, but in fact, the contribution that you can bring to the discussions in the platforms is one of the particular features, I think, of the way we are doing business within the Eastern Partnership. So once again, that is a tribute to what you have achieved yourselves by your participation and your activism. And as Christoph said, you will always have access to me in terms of my time. I will listen to your views and see how I can help in ensuring that the Civil Society Forum continues to be an active and successful partner within the partnership. Let me just say a few words on the run-up to the Vilnius Summit and a few words on the Platform One meeting next Thursday. Vilnius is going to be the third summit, 4 years after the creation of the partnership, and we hope that this summit will turn out to be a summit of delivery. You're well aware of what we're aiming at. We're aiming to achieve signature of the association agreement and deepen comprehensive free trade area with Ukraine. Ukraine knows what it has to do for the EU to be in a position to sign. That was set out in the EU's Council conclusions of December last year. There have been some positive steps recently, but much more needs to be done. Secondly, we hope that we will be able to complete the negotiations on association agreements and DCFTAs with three other partners, Georgia, Moldova, and Armenia. We should make some progress on the association agreement with Azerbaijan by the time of Vilnius. And in the mobility area, we're looking forward to further progress by Moldova on its implementation of the Visa Liberalization Action Plan. It's already in phase two, which is the kind of hard implementation phase. Ukraine is in phase one of the Visa Liberalization Action Plan, and we hope that it too will progress in implementation. We have just put together the Visa Liberalization Action Plan with Georgia, and that is now being implemented by Georgia. And we hope to conclude visa facilitation and readmission agreements with Armenia and Azerbaijan by the time of the summit as well. And as I have said in this forum and others before, the offer to negotiate visa facilitation and readmission agreements with Belarus is on the table. We think this would be a positive step forward if the authorities in Minsk were to take up our offer, but that has not been the case so far. Third area of hopeful deliverable for Vilnius is the transport area. Our colleagues in Platform 2, in particular the transport panel, have been working hard to put together an Eastern Partnership transport network, and the last meeting of the panel achieved progress on that. Colleagues are now looking to put together a list of possible projects that could be funded by international financial organizations, and all of that would then go to a ministerial meeting in the second half of the year of Eastern Partnership transport ministers. So we hope that by Vilnius we will have an agreed transport network and a list of projects. This will help bring a bit of visibility and be a real tangible area of hard cooperation between the EU and its partners. Our Lithuanian friends are also organising a couple of side events the margins of Vilnius. I don't need to refer to the civil society conference, you're well aware of that, but let me refer to the business forum that they're organising. We sincerely believe that now is the time for the business communities in the EU and the partner countries to start to work together to exploit the economic opportunities which are going to be opened up by the application of DCFTAs. So we hope that the business forum will be a big success in putting business communities together and ensuring a kind of stakeholder setup, as we have with the Civil Society Forum, as we have with Corleap or Euronest as well. That's really, in a very short number of words, the broad brush picture for Vilnius. Let me briefly refer to this Thursday's Platform One meeting. We are now in 2013, which means that it is the year when we should review our work program and put together a new work program at our autumn meeting later this year. So I think one of the main tasks of Thursday's meeting will be to do a honest and serious review of how we think the platform has gone about implementing its work program developed in 2011, what we have achieved, what we haven't achieved, as a basis for starting to reflect on what we want to do in the new period. Have we made the right linkages between our multilateral work and the bilateral work? One of the questions I think we have is, have we made the best possible use of civil society's presence and participation in the work of the platform? So I think these are some of the questions that we will be looking at on Thursday, and obviously you're at the table, and we would be very interested in hearing your views on Thursday. Likewise, the flagships, we had a short discussion in our last meeting on the flagship initiatives. We are now reflecting on what flagships should continue in the new financial period from 2014, and clearly your views on the flagships would be particularly useful. We will hope to establish another panel at the forthcoming platform meeting in the area of security and defence. This is perhaps one of the areas where we can put some flesh on the bones of the notion of political association. In other words, in addition to the many opportunities for dialogue that we already have in the partnership, we are now proposing, as we foreshadowed at the last platform meeting, a specific panel to see how our partners can participate in EU-led operations, and how we can encourage institution building and capacity building in the services of our partner countries to facilitate their participation in EU operations. We will then have the regular run-through of all of the panel activities. We will have presentations by the Council of Europe, Euronest, Corleap, and your representatives of the Civil Society Forum. So it will be a full agenda, and one that is designed indeed to look forward to the summit and look forward to the next 2 years or so of work. We have put the idea on the table of extending the work programmes for a four-year period with a two-year review, and we will be interested in member states, partner countries, and other stakeholders' views on that notion as well.